Okay, Hare Krishna. The devotee can beg forgiveness, but it cannot, doesn't matter, devotee, even if the Vaishnavas and devotees are very kind-hearted, and they don't take any offense. But the Krishna, he does. When the devotee is offended, he cannot tolerate that. And like we see when Sanatana Goswami, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Lord Chaitanya calls him, so Sanatana Goswami is going there, and this is, happens in Jagannath Puri, in Orissa Jagannath Puri. So Lord, the message, when Sanatana Goswami receives the message that Lord Chaitanya is calling him, so he goes, it's very hot, in the noon time, and Lord Chaitanya has invited him for prasad. So he goes, it's very hot, in the summer time, it's very hot, and he goes by the ocean's shore, and the sands are very, very hot. It just burns just like a fire. And he walks barefoot, no shoes. He goes there, that way, and arrives there at Lord. And Lord Chaitanya also felt that some, and he knows what Lord Chaitanya, he's omniscient, he's the Lord. So he knows everything, what's happening. So then he asks him, Sanatana Goswami, Lord Chaitanya asks Mahaprabhu, that where, how did you come, which way did you come? Because if he had come through the straight, from the, you know, in front of temple, Jagannath temple, it's a shorter way. And this is a longer way. So he had to walk longer way in a hard sand, hard sands. So he had all the blisters on his feet. But that did not bother him. He was transcendental to those blisters. When Lord Chaitanya asked that he came from this way, so then Lord Chaitanya said, why did you do that? Why didn't you come in front of, you know, the temple road? That's the shortest way. Then he said, Lord Sanatana Goswami said, that because if I come that way, I'm very low born. He's actually the Saraswat Brahma. He was born in the Saraswat Brahman family. He's a very learned person, very highly socially also, politically highly blessed person. He's very educated. He knew so many languages. But still, he considers himself very, very low. Then he said, if I come that way, but then the Lord's servants and pucharis, they will walk that way. And by mistake, somehow if I touch them, and it will be very difficult for them, then they will have to go and take bath again and purify themselves before they go and do the service to the Lord. And the service will be delayed for the Lord. So I just came here so I don't, I don't come in contact with the pujaris. Lord Chaitanya was very, very pleased by seeing this. So, but Lord Chaitanya knew that he has all those blisters on this. So this is how the devotees are so merciful. They are forgiving. So then we should beg forgiveness. It's upon to the, we should leave that onto the devotee. Anyway, but here, instead of begging forgiveness from Lord Shiva, that he doesn't repent, he doesn't feel any repentance, and still just carrying on this envy within him. And yeah, after thousands and thousands of years later, he's performing grand sacrifice again, and still he does not invite him. So it's very, very difficult to this situation for Mother Sati. So she feels very, very unhappy, and she wants to, because she has obtained this body from this person who is very offender, and she wants to give up this body. She cannot bear this body's weight, which is produced from the person who is offender of the. So here she says, since her body was constantly a source of unhappiness, she decided to give it up. So this body, she wants to give it up. And then we, later on we hear that she appears from the Himalayas, the Parvat, as his daughter, and his name, her name, and her her name would be Parvati. So, I think I'll stay up here if somebody has any conclusion, comment, correction. Please do so. Hare Krishna. I think maybe the most
Hare
difficult and then left. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna. Yeah, please go ahead, Prabhu. You have any comment? Correction. Do so. So, if there is no question, comment, correction, then maybe...
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Koti koti dandavat pranam to your seva. Shri Prabhupada, Gurudev ki jai ho. Dandavat pranam, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Vrinda Gopika. Hare Krishna. Very wonderful. Now. I was very happy to meet you yesterday. Day before yesterday.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna Mataji, Dandavat Pranam, all goes to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Thank you for saving the day, Mataji.
Who am I saving the day? You are all saving the day.
And it was very nice, wonderful meeting to all the devotees. We joined the Prabha conference in Sadhu Sangha retreat.
Very, very. Kala Sudha Mata was there and I had her darshan. Very, very.
Maya Mataji and Anil Prabhu, they were also there.
Did you meet them?
Yes.
Hare Krishna Prabhu,
yes.
I didn't meet
you. Yeah. Yeah, we missed you all.
No, Kaumodiki Mataji was there, Prabhu.
Okay. We met Damodaran Prabhu. That's all we could
see.
So it is very interesting. I was walking by and there was this Anil Prabhu and my Mataji. They were asking people, are you Damodaranand? Are you Damodaranand? It reminded me of some Puranic story.
Next time would be sure. I
overheard. Yes. That I went forward.
Yeah. Next time we can all write our name and put on your kari card like that. So then there will be no difficulty finding knowing the person and we read the name and then we know.
Yes, that is. So we can know each and every Vaishnava.
Yeah. I don't know about every Vaishnava. They're unlimited. Thank you, Mataji.
Ani,
okay.
Modi plate.
All the devotees. If I made any mistake, please forgive me. Hare Krishna. Pancha kalpataru kyasya devacha dhyanam so vishyamibhu namon. Anand Kodi Kodi Shri Prabhupada Jai Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. All the assembled devotees and unassembled devotees Ki Jai as well. Hare Krishna.
Yeah.